Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's hard to believe that Trevor Noah hosted The Daily Show for 7 years, and I guess he's recently said, I'm done.
It feels like he's only done it for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's how long Jon Stewart's been gone. And I guess I didn't know this, but again, I honestly have not watched a lot of The Daily Show with Trevor on it. I guess for the last 7 years, he has told the exact same joke every Groundhog Day. And here's a compilation of him telling the joke over the last 7 years.
Today is Groundhog Day. Today is Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day! Yeah! And also, what the hell
is Groundhog Day?
People pull a rodent out of the ground and then ask the animal to predict the weather.
Really? This is so unfair. Because if Africans were doing like this, and you heard that we pulled animals out of the ground... Like, there are villages in Africa where people wear animal skin, and if I tried to explain that Americans use groundhogs to predict the weather, they'd be like,
that's funny.
Okay, I don't even know what the hell he just said at the last part. I think he's, it's written down here.
Yeah,
but why not use the satellite data? That's what he said. And they just put them all together, all seven of those punchlines together. And that edited piece.
I think that's super creative, especially if this is the first time anyone's heard this. Like, that he's admitted, like, oh, I've done the same joke every year for Groundhog's Day the entire time I was the host. But if that's the case, also, I kind of like, if I was going to, like, we probably should have thought out the joke a little bit better. It's not a terrible joke, but, you know, for doing that same joke every day, every year for the same reason, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I think it's a clever joke. Basically, you know, we tend to think that some of those tribal groups in Africa that wear all the animal pelts and everything and look like traditional sort of like way back in the day type of tribal groups, they're ones going, just use satellite data, idiots.
I got the joke. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's pretty clever. I think it's even more clever, though, that because honestly, Steve, I don't know if I would remember he did that joke last year if I watched the show on the reg. You know, like I would just go, oh, that's a funny joke. But I don't know if I would remember that he actually told it every year to say
there are times I'm watching a movie for the first 15 minutes and it finally dawns on me that I've seen this movie. So, yeah, I know for a fact that I wouldn't even have realized that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome that he was like, I'm going to do this every Groundhog's Day. It would even be better if he did it every Valentine's Day. People go, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, you know, every year I repeat the same joke, you know, Groundhog on Valentine's. So Trevor Noah, but I did. So yeah, he's, I think, am I wrong about, I think he is done. I think he said he was retiring and I don't know who's taking over. Yeah. But,
let's bring back up with Craig Kilborn. Was he the first Daily Show?
Oh, you're right. Yes.
I don't know what the hell he's doing these days.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Craig Kilborn? You're right. He had a talk show for a while, didn't he?
He was doing, I know he was like a sports guy. Then he did the Daily Show and then he did a talk show. I don't know what's happened since then, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then I guess there was a show called The Kilborn File.
I don't remember that at all.
No.
And even though Craig Kilborn was really good on The Daily Show, boy, Jon Stewart's the one that made it.
Yes, 100%.
It is really tough. You know, it's really tough. It's sort of like Weekend Update. It really takes a while for you to get over the last host and give the new host a chance. Like, you know, Carl and Joseph and Michael Che, I don't know how long it took those guys to finally, you know, because now I watch them and I go, I can't imagine anybody else doing Weekend Update, but so many great people have done it over the years. And I've always said that. I'm like, oh, they'll never be able to replace these folks or that person. And then boom, it happens. I don't know if that happened for Noah because I never watched the show, but I mean, he was on for 7 years, so somebody must have liked him.
Also, don't forget there's Stephen Colbert. He was before Trevor Noah, you know, after Jon Stewart.
Stephen Colbert was on The Daily Show? I thought he was just a correspondent. He was a correspondent.
Okay.
And I think so was Steve Carell. I think that's where he got his
Samantha
start.
Steve Carell. Steve Carell is where I first remember is from The Daily Show. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, The Daily Show definitely has put out some amazing talent. Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, Craig Kilborn wasn't the host of The Late Show. It was Craig Ferguson. No, Kilborn did it as well, I believe. It didn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Ferguson, you're right. He was my favorite late night talk show host of all time. Craig Ferguson. I love Craigie
Ferg. Of all time.
Craigie Ferg? That's what everybody calls him, Craig. You know, if you're a fan of him, you call him Craigie Ferg. That was what we all called him. And, dude, I love that guy. I thought he was so quick, so amazing. The improvisational, you know, his interactions with Stephen Wright. It was like those two were like the favorite guest host combo, and they would come on all the time and they'd be the weirdest, best interviews ever. But, he's just great at improv, Craig Ferguson. So you just didn't know what you would get from all of those, you know, sit down interviews with people.
I thought he was great too, but I don't know if I'd put him in my top three.
Oh, wow.
Of talk show hosts of all time.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, nobody's coming anywhere near David Letterman, if you ask me.
Look, I know my pick is probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's hard to say that, you know, David Letterman doesn't deserve to be in the Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I agree. I just like Craig Ferguson better than all of them. And it's just me. It's just a taste thing, you know, as opposed to talent or whatever, you know, it's kind of hard to argue because obviously Carson and Leno and Letterman have had amazing runs. Jimmy Fallon has surely, you know, become an amazing host and he's actually changed the industry. I could argue Jimmy Kimmel did too. So yeah. Well, yeah. Probably a lot of people would be ahead of Craig Ferguson.
Trevor Noah is worth $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm worth $19 million.
Are you still
so can
at
you 19?
That? No, you're not, sir.
Uh-oh, wait
how
a
much,
second.
That was, we... wait, yes, I, 2 days ago it was 1.9. Yesterday 1.1. Was 19 million.
Yesterday was 19.
Okay.
And apparently that dog is draining you all of your money because you only have 800,000.
This net worth site is so stupid.
You lost it in one day. What did you do on that airplane?
Yeah.
What kind of drinks were you buying? I know you're not a gold status anymore, so you got to probably pay for your food, but I don't think they charge that much.
Hey, very exciting, though. Alaska's letting us coach people get fruit and cheese plates again. So that was exciting. Very, very exciting.
Look at you.
That's
living in a lap of luxury.
$18 million for a cheese plate, huh?
They have raised the price a little bit on the cheese plates since we could get them before back in the day. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's where my $19 million went.
I would like for them to have like an itemized reason why you went from $19 million to $800,000 in one day.
That'd be great.
Like, I would just love to talk to the person in charge of this site and go, "What? How are you making? Somebody must have access to this. I feel like the public does."
Tom Ford.
That's the guy who
edits it.
How do we get that guy on the show?
We got to reach out to Tom Ford. How do we get that guy? We happen to be in the business where we can get guests. We should probably try to book him.
I don't know. I bet he's hard to get, BJ. I bet a lot of people are asking for interviews with Tom Ford from networth.com.
I did find his bio.
Who is he?
Before becoming involved in website development, Frank. Okay, never mind. I clicked on Tom Ford and it says his name is Frank.
Oh, man. Well, that's how he stays Frank under the radar.
Yeah, he's a mystery. He doesn't even have the same name when you click on his name.
That is so fantastic. That is so fantastic. This shows you why the internet is what the internet is. It is a bastion of misinformation. Mm. And congratulations, we're all part of it. Yeah. Well, I was happy for a day.
It was a good day.
Yeah. I mean, look, an $800,000 net worth isn't horrible, but boy, I'd rather be at $19 million.
Are you okay getting on a plane knowing that you have $19 million?
Yeah. Now what am I going to do?
Now you're in California. It's not cheap in California. It's not cheap in Seattle either. Now, all of a sudden, you're not even a millionaire.
No. I mean, I was ready to go to a fancy restaurant tonight. I don't think they'll let me in.
Well, I mean, it is doggy date night. And you get your new dog.
Where does it say that?
I said it today.
Oh, really? I try to block all yours. This is truly doggy date night. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's, I can't find it now.
Yeah, I'm right. I know. Yeah, I'm glad doggy you said I'm right about you being right.
Yeah, I'm right about you being right about me being right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, you said it was doggy date night. Don't look through all your papers.
I found it.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Good job.
So are there any good dog restaurants in the area that you're in California?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean,
everybody brings their dog into everything.
This is Legally Blonde area, Orange County. So you know there are places where people can bring their toy dog things.
The toy. What do you have? We finally got a picture of your dog.
It's so adorable.
It's a
Morkie.
A Morkie. Yeah, Maltese Yorkie.
It is very cute.
Man, I want that dog.
You should bring that dog to work.
Yeah. Actually, Kathy took the dog to the vet, and the vet actually asked her if he could buy it off her.
How much was he willing to give her?
I don't know.
Paid to get it?
If I was there, that guy could have got that dog cheap. Let me just tell you that right now.
What kind of weird, indecent proposals going on with her doctor?
I guess the dog's apparently a really good, healthy dog, and she found the good dog. She made a good choice.
So now the is this the dog doctor?
Yeah, the dog doctor was like, dude.
I don't feel like that's a conflict of interest. I feel like you should bring that up to the dog doctor board.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's not
your dog looks very healthy. I'll give you $500 for it.
It's not like he stole the dog. I mean, I feel like it's fair to say. I mean, people.
Imagine bringing like Joe when he was a kid to a doctor, and you bring it to, and the doctor's like giving you all the tests. He's like, you know what? He looks like he got a good, strong young man. He's going to grow up to be a tall kid. $1,000, can I have him?
All-star basketball player.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't sell me, Papa.
This,
right?
Okay.
What?
This is not exactly one of your best analogies.
It's probably my best one.
It was the greatest analogy.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Danny and Steve.
Wouldn't you
people actually do buy animals?
People cannot buy kids, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of articles of crazy people trying to buy babies off of people at grocery stores.
Yes, that's called illegal.
Yeah, but you adopt the dog, and you can adopt children.
Yeah.
You still...
They both involve paying a price.
He's right.
This is what you did is adopt.
Well, then it's Bodhi. Not. So what's so wrong if somebody says, hey, let me adopt your whatever then?
Would you not think it's kind of strange if your child's doctor said, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for Joe?
Oh, no, no. For Joe or the dog. No, give you $1,000, I'm making that deal.
I leave a bad Yelp review, personally.
Yeah. Oh, not me.
The doctor's great, but he wanted to buy my child.
I am still willing to accept offers on Joe. Again, whatever. And you know what? I'll throw Sarah in for an extra $20.
Didn't you already sell her to J-Rubs?
Not yet. No. You know, I had to pay him to take her, Danny. Let's be honest.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's why you keep going and fluctuating in money.
You're paying off J-Rubs to stay with Sarah?
That's what it is. Yeah, you got to have a dowry. And apparently I have a $19 million dowry to get her off my hands.
I just feel like that's rather unethical of this doctor.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think it's a bad thing. He was like, wow, this dog's an amazing dog. Would you be willing to sell it?
I'd be like, do you think my dog is some kind of whore? What do you think you could just buy my dog?
How much would you take? What if somebody offered you like indecent proposal money? How much money would it take for you to sell your dog?
I wouldn't sell my dog.
Really? If somebody offered you seven figures, you'd say no?
But I mean, like a puppy?
What do you mean not now?
Because I have 10 years of a relationship with Lulu. I'm not going to give up Lulu for anything.
Oh, my God. See, this is, that's what you can tell. I'm not a dog person. I'm selling this dog right now for $1 million.
A puppy. I mean, I don't know. Like, that's a tough one because you haven't really been like emotionally attached like you have to like a dog that you've had for several years.
This dog 5 years from now, $1 million come to me. It's gone. I'll be honest. Come to me with $10. You probably can get it.
Hey, I have $10.
Yeah.
Liz is a cute dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, how much are you willing to pay, boys?
So she didn't even entertain the offer, huh?
Not her. That's why I said if I was there, it would have been a conversation. Would have been how much you want to pay for this, buddy? Yes, send daddy the doggy money.
What?
Wow.
That might be the biggest thing I've ever heard you say.
Joe, can you please isolate that and put that in my box?
Yeah.
I will just title it BJ Daddy. Yeah. I don't even want to remember. In like 3 years, I want to be going through my box for sound effects and be like, what does this even mean? And play it and be like, where did this even come from?
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Send Daddy the doggy money, whatever you said.
That's it, baby. Yeah, that's what I said. You said it pretty good, too, as a matter of fact. Mm. One of the stars of Breaking Bad just shared what exactly was in the prop that they used for the blue meth. Plus, he has a great story about it, and you're going to hear from him at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Bryan Cranston was being interviewed on yesterday's episode of Hot Ones. Wow, man. You know what? They get good guests on that show, but boy, oh boy, they gotta eat all that hot stuff. And he shared what the Breaking Bad blue meth was really made of.
TV methamphetamine, the way we made it, with a little blue tint, is actually rock candy. And the flavor was cotton candy. We were working, it was our lab down there. And I see Aaron Paul reach into our product, throwing the methamphetamine in his mouth. I go, you can't eat the product. He goes, you've tasted it. I go, no, I haven't tasted it. And I guess I was still in character because Walter White wouldn't ever.
Right.
And he goes, yo, have one. Is what he would say. They rolled the camera and he and I are just talking. We're like eating all the methamphetamine.
That is awesome.
That's a good impression.
That's a great impression of Jesse. That's fantastic.
Have one, bitch.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, it's funny. In New Mexico, all over the place, they have the blue meth candy. And it's all rock candy. I mean, you can buy it in bags. You can buy it on the stick. There's all kinds
of
different
ways. I don't know if you ever tried it, but did it taste like cotton candy? Like the ones that probably just like, hey, this is actually pretty tasty. Let's market it.
Is it everywhere that we can get it or just New Mexico? I'm surprised it's such a popular show that that's not everywhere.
I bet we could find it online.
Probably. And I've only ever seen it in New Mexico, but I've never watched the show, so never actually looked for it anywhere online.
Can we internet search how to purchase blue meth?
Yeah, I'm sure that make will sure put not candy. Be a problem.
Yeah, make sure you put candy there. Otherwise, the search might get weird.
I don't know. I think saying I put meth in anything, I think is going to be a problem, Steve.
I think there was even a search for like Breaking Bad candy, and it gives it to you.
That's probably the best way to search it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have it everywhere, man. Yeah. All different kinds.
Oh, look at that. I would never have thought of making making candy after this. I mean,
let's market meth to kids.
So how about this?
They'll love
it. You can't buy candy cigarettes anymore because they said, again, it's a bad product. We don't want kids loving it. But they have blue meth candy, which I know blue meth doesn't exist, but meth does.
Yeah, I don't know if they're really catering to kids with this. Obviously, it's from Breaking Bad fans, which might be kids. It's a fun show for children.
Yeah. I mean, the candy's available. So
they even have the Polos Locos.
Oh, Pollo Locos?
Seasoning. Yeah. Chicken seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
You guys, we all need to go down to New Mexico. We can check out all the sites, and you guys can get all the blue meth, both real and not.
I just want, if we go to New Mexico, which I would not be opposed to doing, I would like to see the house.
Yeah, I know
they built a fence, I think, though, right? On the... Is that what, if I remember correctly, probably. I felt like they built like a fence because of
tourism. Is it a Goonies-like war? I mean, or
they were just throwing the pizza on top of it a lot.
People are getting sick of that.
Yeah. But I can't blame them.
In front of it.
Yeah.
And they have like, the Breaking Bad tour is cool because they actually have the RV that's smoking out of the chimney. And that's what they take you around in.
No, they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty fun because I want to do the house, the car wash.
Yep.
That'd be pretty cool.
The car wash is awesome. We used to go there as kids, like before Breaking Bad was the thing. That's where my mom used to get her car washed.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got to go to Dion's.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I thought you wanted to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said, save it for last. That way, it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Also, the world famous chef Steve Miggs over here making all his world famous stuff, they also have a recipe where you can make your own blue meth candy.
I might have to try it because, BJ, you missed out today. Yeah, I brought in my world famous vegan peanut brittle.
I hope you have it by the time I'm back. Is someone going to save some for me? Oh, I mean, it's pretty bad that you knew I was going to be out of town. I'm starting to take this personally.
Well, it's just how you know how it is with art. Yeah, you do things when it feels right.
When you're
inspired. And yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm going to go swing by the grocery store and buy all the ingredients and make. And it's not just peanut brittle, it's peanut and pretzel brittle.
Ooh. Well, can any of you savages save me a little piece? That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
Yeah. Vicky's saying no, she's going to eat it all. Okay, fine.
One fell in the car when I was eating it, so I'll just make sure I pick it up off the ground. I'll make sure I have some for you when you come back.
Do we know how Bryan Cranston did on Hot Ones? Do we have any idea if he survived?
No,
I am so surprised at how many people survive that. I mean, that's really hot stuff.
I feel like it's almost now like a badge of honor if you're a celebrity to be invited. What a great thing. Like, this guy starts a YouTube channel and gets enough celebrities to do it. And now I feel like it's almost like a rite of passage. Like, okay, I'm a celebrity. I should go on Hot Ones. And then I could brag amongst all my other celebrity friends that I hit X amount of alarms on my chicken wing spice.
Yeah, I mean, he's sweating. He's sweating. He's drinking the milk. I wouldn't survive this. I think maybe the second piece, whatever they put on there, I'd be dying.
But if you ease into it, I don't know, maybe you could go a little bit further than you'd think. Because you start off, you get a little bit hotter,
Sort of like boiling with a lobster doesn't know it's dying because they turn up the heat slowly.
Oh, I didn't know that. That sounds rather mean.
I think you're thinking of the analogy of the frog and water becoming boiling water.
Mm. Oh, so the frog is the one that if you put him in boiling water, he doesn't know.
Yeah, it's like you don't really know how bad it is because it's slowly getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, I don't. I think we're
just easing into spicy food. But I mean, if you guys want to like torture, you know, frogs and lobsters, go ahead. I'm not here to judge.
I mean, I feel like, you know, whatever you got to do to get your spicy food.
Yeah.
Sorry, frogs. Sorry, lobsters. There's a new survey where they ask folks, okay, what you'd give up to never have to worry about a lot of ailments in your life. So they're basically saying, how much money would you pay to never have to deal with these kind of sicknesses?
Huh. Okay.
And the number one, man, I have great empathy for folks that deal with this. I don't know if anybody on the show deals with this, but it is a beating for people, and that's insomnia. And
I don't think I have. I mean, maybe like. No, I just feel like sometimes it's hard to fall asleep I don't think it's like insomnia where I would not sleep at all. It just sometimes it takes a minute to go to sleep because your brain's racing or your dog's snoring right in your face like last night.
Yeah, and when you say it's when you can't fall asleep like at all.
Yeah, how long? Well, I don't know. If you can find the definition, Vicky, because I think people are surprised to find out what it means.
I don't know what the true definition of insomnia is.
I don't know if it's like I can't get to sleep ever or if it takes me hours, to get to sleep. I really don't know. But people say they would pay over $27,000 to get rid of insomnia. And I think, I would too. I mean, if I couldn't sleep, because it wrecks people. It really does wreck their lives. 27 grand, I'd pay that.
Yeah, I mean, there are times I'd say I'm usually falling asleep within an hour of when I lay down. It's rare that it goes longer than that, but I mean, of course, sometimes it does. But that, I'd say within an hour, I don't think that's a concern.
Oh, that's not bad at all. No. I mean, there are times, now I know what I've done. I've had too much caffeine or something, and I'm up for 2-3 hours before I can go to sleep.
Or if we've been on vacation or we've had a few days off and then we're coming back,
That
the night before that, that's like, okay, I just got to chalk it up to a loss.
It is wild how that is. That's something that happens to me, too. My body just gets so jacked up. It's like, and you're like, dude, come on. Let's just, we got to get to bed. We got to get up, figure it out.
I'm so excited to be around you guys again. Right? I can't tolerate it.
Yeah. I can't believe that's the reason I have, though, but all right.
Yeah, I can't go to sleep. I stay awake because I worry I'm going to oversleep, and then I'm just awake all night. I'm like, you need to go to bed now. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. And I could do well all Christmas break. I went to sleep early like a good girl. Nope. Still had a hard time the next
morning. See, now that's a tough one. Is that insomnia or is that brain stuff? It's hard to know.
I don't think I have insomnia. They do say, though, there's different types of insomnia. They're short term. If you only have it for like less than 3 months, you only get it like short periods. But if you have anything longer than 3 months, it's long term insomnia. And they qualified it as if you have a hard time going to sleep and you wake up several times during the night, lie awake at night, wake up early and can't go back to sleep, that kind of a thing.
I get up a lot at night. It's funny because some of the definitions I hear for some of these things is like, oh, man, I have sleep apnea. I have insomnia. But, I mean, I wake up a lot and go to the bathroom, but I'm able to go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I don't have a problem going back to sleep at all. So I feel like I'm getting good sleep, and I don't feel like I'm an insomniac. And I'm not massively tired during the day, which is one of the things that happens because, obviously, if you don't get sleep, you're going to be tired.
Okay, so you have $10,000 to just blow on any ailment that you want to have gone. What are you going to spend it on?
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. You better go up to like 13 or 15 because that's what these people are willing to spend that much on some of the good ones. But, if I'm the doctor, Steve, I'm going to charge you $5,000 more because I know there are some good ones out there that I would pay good money to get rid of. But all right, $10,000 is a good starting price. What would you get rid of? And I'll tell you whether or not this survey tells you that you're in the right ballpark or you'll have to pay more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, as a lady, everything that goes along with Shark Week.
You want AnFlow to be banned from your home?
Yes, but like the only way I could do that would eliminate the ability for me to make babies. So that's the only reason why I haven't done it. But
well,
if I could
find
a way, I would give them all the money in the world.
Steve's offering you a good discount because people said they would pay over $12,000 to get rid of stomach aches and cramps. And I'm assuming it's Shark Week is what they're talking about. Though nowadays, with all of the digestive issues that so many people are having, that's a good deal. No doubt about it.
Ooh, I thought of one.
Okay. What would you pay $10,000 to? What ailment would you get rid of, Danny?
Ever since moving to the Pacific Northwest, allergies.
Oh, that
bad. I
have
them year around nowadays, and I just
they get worse too.
Yeah, and like in New Mexico, it would only be like spring and fall, and that was it. But now it's literally it's the dead of winter. Everything's dead, and I'm still sneezing my nose off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, dust. I mean, dust is a big one too, Danny. And allergies. Yeah, people almost $14,000. People are willing to pay to get rid of allergies. I'd be one of those folks, but I would go to Steve because Steve's offering a great discount.
Well, yeah, I mean, my doctors, they work. You know, they work at a cheaper rate.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that.
Well, it's a student program, so you're there to learn as well. That's why
I think I'll pay I'll pay the extra $4,000.
So mine, I know mine's not gonna be on. I'm torn. I have two.
Okay. Anal Charlie horses? You want to get rid of those anal Charlie horses?
Well, that was one of them, yes, BJ.
Okay.
Yes, thanks. I'm glad that you know my anal Charlie horses well enough to... Those are very painful, but they don't happen very often.
Okay.
So, like, those are, like, maybe a couple times. And I've been, like, chugging, like, pickle juice, man, helps, like, a charm with that.
Okay.
That helps, apparently, with all types of Charlie horses, but one of the butt variety... It definitely helps.
I gotta remember that. I keep forgetting that pickle juice does that. And we have some in the fridge because Sarah loves pickles.
Once I start feeling it, I just go down and just chug some pickle juice.
Damn. Okay. But
for me, only because they're annoying and they hurt and sometimes they just bother me when I'm trying to talk, like canker sores.
But
most importantly, if I could pay to ever have them, then I can enjoy oranges again. And I can enjoy, like, sometimes I have to just bite the bullet because I'm like, I know I'm gonna eat this pineapple on my pizza, Danny. And it might impact me because like all like the acidic citrus type stuff just destroys the inside of my mouth.
You know why? Because it's not supposed to be on pizza. That's why.
Okay. Shut your mouth.
I'm still gonna eat them. I don't care. So oranges. Like I love like those little baby Satsuma oranges.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I could eat like a billion of them. But if I have one, all of a sudden within like the next day, I'll something like a canker sore will pop up. And
so you're paying $10,000 for this, huh, Steve?
Dude, I might even drop 20 grand if
Whoa!
If it means for life and never have to deal with that.
That is not
can
something.
Can I do payment plans? Can I put it on a credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't afford 20 grand. But
I mean, we'll charge you interest, but that's okay. Well, you know, that's something that's not on this list. But I get what you're saying, Steve. Getting canker sores sucks.
Oh, and dude, I mean, there are times like... okay, let me get rid of tomatoes. Okay, now that's better. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, it could be a gluten thing. So I do that. And it's like everything I've tried every single remedy and all the things that people try to say that you're supposed to do. And sometimes they work for a half a second. And then the next thing you know, they come back stronger and angrier than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 10 grand? No problem. Let me write a check. Just don't wait till payday to cash it.
Yeah, number three on the list is COVID. People have said COVID.
That's funny. I wasn't even on a thought in my mind.
I know. Though I'm going to throw that COVID and colds and flu because right now for most of us, you know, because if you've done all the vaccination stuff, at least in my case, it's a flu. So that's how it affects me. Though I will say there were some long-term effects from COVID that even for some of us, you don't even know that's what's happened. My taste is definitely different. There's foods that I don't like anymore.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like green peppers, and she used to love them.
Yeah, it's nuts, and it's all the COVID thing. So yeah.
My mom can't drink soda, and now cilantro is that she can. It tastes like soap to her now,
mm-hmm.
And she
Isn't
has to
weird?
Consume cilantro every day.
Yeah, I've got some salad dressings that I used to buy, Walden Farm salad dressings, and some of them have a completely different taste to
me now.
It's
so funny how that
it's like,
like that.
I always tell my wife, I go, did this go bad? She goes, no, this tastes like it always tastes. I'm like, this is so weird, man.
Oh, texture has a good one. Pet allergies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's under allergies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I put it all under allergies, in my opinion. But yeah, that would be a tough one. Then my family could get any dog they wanted.
I will say though, if I didn't have allergies, I would steal your dog because that thing is so freaking cute. It's like it makes me insane how cute it is. I just want to squish it.
You don't deserve such a cute dog, BJ.
That's not my dog, so don't worry about it. I don't got it. I didn't get it. My wife does deserve that dog because she's married to me. So it's like, you know, one of those things. So congratulations. Everybody loves my dog, and I still feel the same way.
Mm.
You saw the picture of me with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, my wife is, I'm sitting there going, why do I got to hold this thing?
Well, you guys look a lot alike, actually.
Yeah.
In that picture,
well, you know, I'm cute and squishy. Okay, I'll take that.
No, I was going to say more like angry that an old man's holding you, but you know, whatever.
Wow.
The thing looks fake.
Like,
it looks like
really
a little, it looks like a toy
it
puppet
looks like a
dog.
Stuffed animal.
Like, it almost
really,
looks like you're doing like a little ventriloquist show with like a puppet dog.
You know what he looks like, Steve? He looks like an Ewok. That's the first thing I thought. He looks just like a little Ewok.
That's why I think he's so adorable. You're right.
Yeah, he looks just like an Ewok, that little dog.
You got to dress him up as an Ewok.
I am not going to do anything with this dog.
For Halloween, you could be Lando or Han or
Yoda.
I'll be anybody.
Any of them.
All of your favorite Star Trek characters.
Yeah.
I'll be anybody you want. Yeah,
Ren, whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
And you'd be hanging out with your little Ewok dog.
Yeah, I think probably I should dress up as Spock and just piss everybody off.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
That's expert level trolling.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
A baby of what underwater delicacy is known as a spat?
What? Baby lobster?
Nope.
A baby crab?
Nope.
A baby oyster?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. You deserve the win for that one. I mean, I was like lost. Like, what the hell's a spat? Mm-hmm. But then again, when you see some oysters, it looks like somebody did exactly what they spat right in that shell.
It does look like a loogie.
Yes,
yeah. So it's a great name. That's the perfect name for that, the baby loogie. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number for you to call if you want to beat Migs at 847 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing going on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.